Blog Talk Radio.
I say what's up! I say what's up!
Man, sit your ass down.
None other than your boy Jazzy F, Tory Blue, and VH1 Info.
Hey.
Definitely. Y'all already know what it is. And y'all already know how we do every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time right here on blogtalkradio.com/haveaseatradio. We got a stupid dope show for y'all. We got none other than Big Ange from Mob Wives.
Yes.
And y'all already know she does
yes.
everything. B-I-G. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing small about Big Ange. Every time she do it large. And of course, we got a dope model, actor, you know, fitness, singer, songwriter, and all that. You go by the name of Stephen Beck. Does Stephen Beck, I might add. You know what I mean? Because he definitely turns himself into a brand. So we definitely can't wait to talk to them and see what's going down. But as usual, we know how we do before that. We always go into the hot topics. And, of course, none other than VH1 Info got that scoop from VH1, so what's really good?
Hey, what's up? So tonight we got some good info from the Love & Hip Hop Atlanta cast. Because you know that Benzino is not coming back, or Hothia, but, you know, Benzino recently was at the airport and they found a gun in his bag. Who the fuck does that?
Wait a minute,
Benzino.
Did you call Althea Hothia?
Yes, I did.
Okay. anyway, though, definitely Shadeville going down. But, yeah, definitely. I don't know. This sounds really crazy, but clearly he's not in jail because he was, like, Instagramming and tweeting, like, not too long after the news hit the net. So, yeah, I don't know what's really good with that. Maybe it's another publicity stunt because we already know they're getting that Married to Music or Married to Hip Hop show that's supposed to be coming on. So maybe Benzino and Althea is kind of keeping it naming the news. I don't know. What y'all think?
Dog, you really think Benzino will bring a gun to the airport for ratings for a TV show? That's a brand new type of turning up for a check type of thing. I really hope that's not what he did. That would be that would be like I can see if that was like Erica Mena. That had to be somebody that's like really, 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 you know, trying to make sure they stay relevant. No shade.
Okay,
I'm just saying.
Who knows how true this could be? This could be a story that was just made up. We don't know if this actually really happened.
Well, it did because he actually went on Instagram and he posted something talking about if you first don't succeed, fly again. And then he put, we out here. He put,
what
if
is that?
At first you don't succeed, fly again, we out of here. He posted a picture at the firearms area, the TSA, too. Okay,
I mean, listen. Well, clearly he's not. He ain't doing no time right now. So, you know what I'm saying? Who knows? I mean, listen. You just never know what's really good with these celebrities and reality stars these days. And everybody's all about keeping that check in the pocket. So, listen. I don't put nothing past nobody these days. Y'all already know how I think. Y'all know I think everything is a conspiracy or set up or a public ploy. So. Y'all took it to the wrong one. You know what I'm saying? I think everything is a public ploy. But anyway, what else is going down? Because I know it's some real scoop that's been going down with the VH1 reality stars and all that, Brian. So what else is in the news?
Lil Scrappy called out Wendy Williams because you know Wendy Williams like loves to talk shit and bring down all the black people in the community of America. And Scrappy called out on Instagram.
Very much shade. You hear this story?
So
Well, that's what Scrappy said. Scrappy said something about...
No, I'm saying, okay, I thought Brian was saying Wendy Williams likes to bring down the black community. I'm
no,
like, what?
That's what Scrappy said, and a few others had actually said that too, that they feel like Wendy is kind of like, she's always throwing shade and talking bad about, you know, fellow African American people, but she don't really go in on, you know, the other side like that, like how she do her own people. But I disagree.
Well, definitely, he said she's helping them tear down black people. That's what Scrappy said. And tagged
how?
Wendy and everything on Instagram.
Why? Because
you said
of
how?
Because of Aaliyah? What did Wendy say? What did Wendy do? Where did
picture,
this come from?
In the picture, it looks like that he posted of her. She was talking about Bill Cosby and the whole situation of the rape. So, maybe he didn't.
Okay.
He felt some type of way of what she was saying about it. And he just decided to call her out on Instagram. And, you know, it's kind of true, though. And I don't think she wants to mess with
disagree.
Real Scrappy.
I really disagree because I feel like Wendy Williams goes in on everybody. I don't feel like she singles out anybody. What she's not supposed to talk about anything negative about black people because she's black? I mean, this is what she do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like saying we shouldn't be talking about nobody of black, that's African-American or Hispanic, because we're African-American Hispanic, but you already know I have a seat. We talk about any and everybody, and it goes down because this is Shadeville, and this is what we do. So,
you do something
stupid.
Okay.
You will be dragged, or you will get that golden chair in the corner.
Definitely.
See, exactly. But either way, I do think that we have none other than Brian's favorite. Brian,
Brian's favorite.
You go ahead and introduce your favorite.
Big motherfucking and.
All right, let's see if we can see if this is Big Ange on the line right now.
917, I believe it should be.
So we're waiting to get Big Ange, guys, so just be patient.
It should either be from I believe she should be calling in from a 917 number, or of course, you know, she's Big Ange, so you know, she cannot let the cover be blown, so it will be private.
917, okay, wait. All right, we apologize for the ratchet introduction. Big Ange, are you there?
No.
Yeah, it's okay.
Hey,
Big Ange, are you there?
Nope.
Y'all, I know this is so ratchet right now. You have to excuse us. But there's like hella numbers in here. And we have
everyone's
issues
waiting
going
to
on,
talk
and we're
to
not
her.
Sure.
Are they live tonight? They live
okay,
tonight?
Wait.
It's going down?
Yeah, I
don't
know.
It's going down tonight?
Okay, let's. Okay, we're going to go to some music really, really quickly, and then we come back. We're going to have Big Ange on the line with y'all. Give us a moment. You're here listening to Have a Seat.
Definitely.
Oh, no drama. I just want to be a diamond, babe. Guaranteed to be a problem. Every time I get around you, babe. try me, babe. All I know, I wanna ride up. All I know, I wanna ride up, babe. You know that you need a rider.
Just wanna be a writer. You should pull up in that spider. You should let me hit the mic. And I ain't talking about the fighter. Get it lit without a lighter. Let's pull an all-nighter. Tell me what you need. Got the weed, I'm a bad little bitch and I'll never indict her. Get locked, I'ma write ya. You wanna roll, I'ma Skype ya. I don't wanna hype ya, but you a lucky nigga if my mean ass like ya. You ain't never have a bitch understand you. Most of them wanna use you when they ran through. I just wanna be somebody that can add to your wife, be a friend, be a teacher, and a fan too. I just wanna listen. When you leave, I say,
damn, I fucking miss him.
I just wanna be a vixen. Give you something real wet to put your lips in. I wanna be the only one that can check you and still respect you.
Alright, we back, y'all. We're live on Have a Seat. We're still going to get your girl, Big Ange, on. Our favorite girl, Big Ange, on. But for right now, we're going to keep it rolling with the hot topic while we get all of that situated. But Big Ange will be on the line, so make sure you stay tuned, stay listening, and let's just wild out for a little bit. What's good?
Definitely. Yeah. Well, first, before we do anything, we got to talk about this Bobby Christina situation.
I knew it. Yes.
Because it's crazy. First of all, let me just say I definitely want to send my prayers, you know what I'm saying, up for Bobby Chris and her family, because it's crazy. You know what I mean? We lost Whitney Houston to a similar way, and it'd be a shame if we actually lose her one and only child the same way. But
isn't it a timeline, too? I've read that it was like there's a few days difference of when she passed and now and the years.
Right, I believe so, but it's really tragic and it's really unfortunate. And I just want to talk about, like, I think a lot of people kind of like saw this kind of coming, because you know, she's, every time we've seen her in the media, she seemed to always be stoned, like real talk. And I just want people to understand like how sometimes the pressure can get to people and you never really understand what people are going through. And that's why it's like they say it pays to be nice to people when you see them, because you never know what somebody's going through. You never know that backstory. And her family just put her out there on a reality show. And it was like every time we see her on a reality show, she seemed to be stoned. Like she seemed to always be high out her mind. But of course, you know, as I keep telling y'all don't understand that these checks, people want to maintain their lifestyle. They want to maintain that thing. So they're going to do whatever it is to just get everything flowing. You know what I mean? So
definitely.
Make sure y'all keep all that in mind.
Yeah, so we're going to continue with the hot topics. But first, foremost, we definitely got Big motherfucking Ange on the line. So we're ready to talk to her.
Hey.
Hey. What's yes.
What's good, how, Big Ange?
What are you doing?
We're on the radio with Big Ange. What do you mean?
Exactly.
No, Big Ange, I freaking love you. I want to turn up with you at whatever, the Drunken Monkey, the Miami Monkey. And that
was
comes
the
to
Drunken
my
Monkey only, Staten Island, every Tuesday and Friday night.
Okay. So that means that the Miami Monkey did not continue?
No.
Okay. And what was the reason for that, if you may share with the fans? Because a lot of people were wondering what happened.
It was very hard to go travel back and forth. The people that I teamed up with out there were losers. So bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And so now on Mobwise, it's a lot of drama, especially with this whole narrative. Definitely, we know.
I got Natalie G. I don't even know where the fuck these Natalies came from.
Uh-oh. I can't right now. So now, because everyone keeps arguing with you that you're still on, we know you're not picking sides, but you do not like them bullying Natalie and every time they're bringing her up. What is it about Natalie that you still believe in her that makes you want to still be friends with her?
Listen to me. The one they're talking about is she's a rat. Get out of here. If you have a why you on, you're a rat. I don't want to hear she's a rat. Of course, she had a fight with her boyfriend and called the cops on him 10 years ago. Give me a break.
Right. And it's like, so.
And then this other Natalie comes along jumping on the bandwagon. It's on my fucking nerves.
Now, you sound really fed up with these Natalies. I think that maybe they need to cast some new girls and take Natalies out, or what is your thought?
My thought is I think we need some new people.
Yeah, definitely.
Natalie's on my nerves.
Wow.
Okay.
Hold on.
Big yeah. Ange is going in right now.
She definitely is.
I feel bad for Natalie. I feel like everybody's attacking her. So I know for myself that she's no good. Oh, hold
definitely.
On. This could be my daughter having a baby. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Big Ange is going in right now. Well, I don't know. Me personally, I don't know what y'all think. I think Mob Wives need the OGs back right now.
Carla, you know? Definitely. Yes.
I'm waiting on my daughter is going to be giving birth, so that she could be going
back. Oh, congratulations to her.
Oh, another grandchild for you, Big Ange. Great.
That's number
excellent.
Four.
Wow.
Oh, congratulations.
And my son is having one in 10 weeks.
Nice.
Five.
Wow.
I'm knocking babies out like they're knocking each other out.
Nice.
Because they're not, them four will kill each other, and I'm just having babies everywhere.
Definitely. Now, Big Ange, you know, you were one of the first, you know, cast members to be added since they started adding new cast members since the OGs were kind of like falling off the show. Right, exactly. So do you think that maybe they just need to bring back the OGs right now, like Carla and Karen, the whole collective need to just come back together and like that?
Karen is already there.
Right.
And Carla, I always liked, so I wouldn't mind. Because these
right.
girls ain't work. And I did like Alicia.
She was pretty cool.
Yeah, I
love
her.
Oh, season.
Okay, definitely. Now,
Ramona.
This new Natalie's gotta go.
The new Natalie gotta go. Okay, so right now, Big Edge, nobody knows who it's from what I see watching, it seems like nobody knows who can be trusted. Is everybody like kind of like watching their backs right now? Like, because I know you guys got history of like 20 years, but right now it seems like all the trust has been broken. Like, has it been restored, or is it still that thing where everybody feels like they got to watch their back?
I hope they can restore it, but let's see how the reunion goes. Oh, God.
The reunions always are turned up. Somebody always getting out their seat. Now, you and Renee really go back really, really, really. I think you guys probably are like...
Me and Renee just had a few words. But we're cool now. We got it together. We made up.
Okay, so it's back to, so the family ties is back together. Like, you guys is back in the pocket with each other. Okay, excellent. Now,
you know,
Big
those girls, they don't have history, so they don't give a shit.
Okay.
You know. They don't care.
Now,
you know, if you don't talk to them, they don't care. You know, they just met each other, so.
For sure. And now we know, Big Ange, you always keep it 100. You never have zero, you always have, well, basically no fucks to give. Now, this whole thing between Natalie and Karen, you know what I mean? Last week they had a fight, so
yeah,
we already seen it.
They get started before they even knew each other.
Right,
on social
exactly.
media. It's ridiculous.
Exactly. So whose side are you on? Or are you just playing neutral with it? Like,
I'm playing neutral with that. I ain't even going to hear there.
Nothing at all.
I wish that they could just talk it out and straighten it out. Because it's a bunch of nonsense, social media bullshit.
So do you think that can possibly happen after blows has been thrown, though?
You know, this is Natalie. She don't stop. She hits below the belt.
Very much mm-hmm. so. Well, you know, Natalie was up here at Have a Seat Radio. She definitely called in, and she definitely kept it 100. Like, we definitely got nothing but love for Natalie. So make sure when you see her, make sure you tell her Have a Seat Radio to prove that what's really good. And you definitely got nothing but love for her. You know what I mean? Now, we
so
think
everybody's against her. She's one freaking girl.
Yeah. Now, we Absolutely. Also see you meet with Victoria Gotti. What made you feel like you had to bring the boss of all bosses in?
For real.
Well, I said she's the boss of bosses. I go straight to the boss.
Exactly. What made you feel like you needed to get that advice from her? Like, what exactly, you know, did you know, kind of wisdom did you actually get from Victoria Gotti? Because we know she gives it to you straight.
Yeah, she's good people. And whatever she said, she was definitely on the money. And I really enjoyed seeing her and being in her company because she talks, like, so true, and she knows what she's talking about.
Definitely.
Right. Okay, so with all, you know, bringing people back and, you know, we got to see Victoria Gotti, with them bringing Karen back, why do you think – some people were saying, like, the show was going down. They needed to add some more fire to it. So Karen was supposed to be that factor. Like, why do you think they brought her back? Or do you think she was necessary? Or how did you feel about that?
Oh, I don't know why. I didn't think the show was going down. I thought when we had Natalie and Alicia, it was going good. But
yeah.
I don't know. You know, I'm not in the VH1 office.
Right.
I think people were actually requesting for Karen to come back.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, she definitely was a fan favorite.
A lot of fans like her.
Yeah, so did you want her to come back? Did you think she should come back?
I don't care who's there as long as I'm there.
yes, I love it.
I know, that's right. All right, so Big Ange, also on Have a Seat Radio, we like to play a game with all of our guests just to let your fans get to know you a little bit better. And it seems like we always find out, like, new things about people when we ask these questions. So we play a game. It's called This or That. Basically, I ask you two options, and out of the two options, you tell us which one you prefer.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so the first one is going to be heels or sneakers?
Heels.
All right, lipstick or lip gloss?
Lipstick, the lip gloss, my hair sticks to it.
True, okay. Do you prefer, I already know this one, do you prefer to be made up or natural, like on a daily basis?
Natural.
I was wrong. Okay, chocolate or vanilla?
Vanilla.
All right, slow dance or twerk?
Slow dance.
Oh. And she laughed.
That's my daughter. Okay. I have to answer this. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Definitely. So Big Ange is going to be a grandmother.
My cousin is actually due right around this time, too. That's crazy.
Oh. Oh,
wow. It's like baby fever season time right now. Like, everybody's having babies. Like,
hold
every
on.
Time I turn around.
Oh, I thought my daughter was ready. Because she's dilated 3 centimeters.
Oh wow. This is happening.
Yeah,
y'all hearing it? It's going down live right here. Have a Seat Radio.
For real?
Right.
Okay, so go ahead, Vanilla.
All right, we'll hurry. All right, single or relationship? What do you normally prefer?
Oh, I like single better.
Oh.
Aren't you married?
Relationships are too much fucking work.
Hold on, Neil.
Right.
I'm
like, wait a minute.
much work.
Oh my, okay.
Love it.
So, all right, Tupac or Biggie?
Biggie.
Oh.
All right, hugs
you already
or kisses?
What?
Hugs or kisses?
I can't hear you.
What do you prefer, hugs or kisses?
Hugs.
All right, late nights or early mornings?
Late nights. That's not.
Oh,
late.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, turn
for
up.
Sure.
All right, rough sex or make love?
What'd you say?
Rough sex or make love?
Make love.
Aww.
So sweet. All right, and last but not least, would you say Nicki Minaj or Lil' Kim?
Lil' Kim, my girl. But I like Nicki Minaj, too.
That was it. That with Big Ann. We want to thank you so much for playing our game with us tonight. And is she going to get
definitely
out of chair?
Well, yes. We're definitely going to get that now. Big Ann, you already know you're right. You're live with Have a Seat Radio. And before we go off the air, we always like to give our seat, the golden chair, to somebody that was just doing too damn much. Now, we saw Mob Wives this past week. Now, is there anybody that you think was just doing too damn much and deserves to have a motherfucking seat?
Me.
Wait, so Big Ant, you think you should have a seat and sit down? You was doing too much this week?
Oh, yeah, I do too much every week.
She gets stressed with these girls. She needs to have a seat real quick.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, y'all heard it right here. Big Inch, she gave out
and
her
don't forget
seat
about my wine
to herself.
Yes.
Oh,
now,
yes, tell us everything you got coming up. Yeah.
Yes, before you, that,
well,
before
my
you
wine.
Please tell us about your wine, where they can buy it, you know, where they can just get everything Big.
Well, right now
period.
I have the Big Inch wine. It's Prosecco, Cabernet, and Chardonnay. It's nationwide on the website. Well, look at stores now getting it too.
Hey.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice. I want some.
What kind of wine is it?
It's a Prosecco, Cabernet, Chardonnay, and it's called Big Inch. Bigger is better, and it is delicious.
Mm.
Okay, that works.
I'm gonna definitely try it.
Definitely.
I hope
we
get it
I
out
love
here
wine
in Atlanta. Yeah, I want to try it. Yeah. Okay.
Definitely. I hope we get it here in Rhode Island.
I'm excited about that.
Now, Big Ange, I know the people definitely want to talk to you. Are you willing to take some calls?
Yes.
Definitely. Let's get to the phone lines. Let's talk to the people, man. Let's let the people talk to Big Ange.
All right.
We can't go without letting the people talk to Big Ange.
Yeah. Okay. And this person has been waiting for a while, so we'll do a caller right now. 773. 354, you're on live with Big Ange. What's up?
Hey.
Hello.
We can't hear you.
Speaking to the phone, baby girl.
Speaking to the phone. We can barely hear you.
Can you hear me?
A little bit.
Barely.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Okay, there you go.
We can hear you. What's up? You're live with Big.
Hello.
I'm good. How are you?
How are you? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm not doing anything. I'm freaking out because I'm talking to you.
Oh, chilling in my house watching Black Ink.
I am too. I actually got VH1 on right now.
Me too.
Congratulations on your other your grandbaby on your. I can't talk. Your grandbaby.
Now that is going to be coming within the next day or two.
Oh my God! Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. I know you got other callers. I just wanted to tell you how much I adore you, and I hope all is well in your life. Okay.
Oh, thank you. You sound like a nice little sweet girl.
Thank you so much.
Definitely.
All right, take care, Mama. Have a good night.
Definitely.
Thank
make
you,
sure
honey
you tune in every Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here, blogtalkradio.com/haveaseatradio. Well, Big Ange, we definitely appreciate you for coming on and rocking out with the Have a Seat Radio crew. you're always welcome here. Like, we just love your spirit, and you know, keep on doing it, B.I.G., and keep representing, you know, keeping that original thing going out there in Staten Island, and we wish you nothing but best of luck with all your ventures. So we definitely appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yes, love you, Big Ann.
Love you, bye. Happy New Year, everybody.
You too.
Thanks a lot,
Happy
Big Ann.
Happy New Year. Thanks for having us.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I love her.
Nice.
Can
nice.
I keep
nice.
Her?
You can definitely keep her, Brian. We know you want to keep Big Ann. Like, for real. That's definitely what's up. Big Ange came through, hold it down with the Havasi crew. Zero Fox, as usual. She always tell it like it is. Like, that's why I fuck with Big Ange. Like, she just says what the fuck she wants to say. Like, she don't care. And she's sweet with it at the same time. Like, how do you be sweet and still have zero fucks to give? I got to figure that out.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? I definitely got to figure that out. You know what I mean? But y'all already know what it is. You know, as we continue on, have a
good
radio.
Our next guest.
Yeah, definitely.
Brian, Jazzy, are you out of breath? Like, from talking?
What's that?
Okay.
Because I'm trying to figure out how to keep it cool, but still have zero fucks to give. I'm really trying to make that happen here.
I got
you. I'm tired of being a bad guy. You feel me?
I got you. We need lessons in how to do that.
Yeah, we definitely need lessons in how to do that. You know what I mean? But anyway, as we continue on, y'all already know what it is. I believe we do have our next guest on the line. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we got to introduce him properly. Let's bring
properly,
him on.
Definitely
we got a
this
Steven
time.
Beck, model,
yo,
actor.
Hey.
All that. Coming
singer,
through.
Songwriter.
Radio. Singer. All that. Yeah, I had to see some. I got a whole lot going on. We got Steven Beck on the line. What's good?
Yo, what's good with y'all? How you doing tonight?
We good.
Hey, you already know. Have a seat. Shayville, welcome. We're glad you definitely stopped through. So, oh, man,
yeah,
it's crazy.
I got the end of Big Andrew's little set, and I was highly entertained.
We crazy over here.
She definitely keeps it 100. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, we try to get everybody on Have a Seat Radio, you know, this is not just for the celebrities and things like that. We definitely like to get the public figures and entrepreneurs and things like that. And I noticed that you kind of made yourself into a brand. So I was like, we definitely got to get this dude on and see what's really good. So
yeah, and I appreciate that because, you know, I'm out here trying to, you know, being a big ad in situation myself and to build this brand on my own. So I really appreciate you guys having me on tonight, actually.
No problem. You know, it's all love.
So definitely, I wanted to ask a couple of questions here about, because you model and everything. Have you ever tried out for America's Next Top Model? Actually, I haven't. My friends always tell me I should try out for it. I guess they're having another male season or whatnot, and always tell me to go for it. But honestly, I'm kind of lackluster with like competitions in that kind of style, so I probably missed my blessing. But you know, it's a good show.
Definitely. And who are some of your inspirations for, like, when you model, act, sing?
I mean, when it comes to modeling, you know, it's going to be cliche, but actually I get, you know, Tyson Beckford, and, you know, not just because we're about Beck in our names, but I kind of feel like, you know, I'm the next one to use Beckford, I'm the next Beck, you know. And when it comes to music, you know, I'm an R&B. Say that again?
No, I was just like, definitely, go ahead.
Yeah, and then, you know, when it comes to music, I'm an R&B lover, so I love Pink and John Legend, you know, to the utmost. Those are my two favorite artists. So I definitely connect with them on a music tip.
Definitely, okay. And if you could be on any reality show, which one you would be on, besides America's Next Top Model?
I mean, I think, you know, and it's funny to me, but I would love to just be on the Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, you know.
I knew it. I knew it.
You can't tell probably by seeing, but I got, like, you know, a ratchet spirit dwelling inside me somewhere, so I just love, you know, to see entertainment like that because it astounds me.
It definitely is ratchet TV.
You know, definitely. Everybody has their ratchet reality shows, and I guess that's one of mine. You know, I love the show, though, but it just, you know, it gives me that
ghetto love when I need it.
Right.
Now, Steven, you know what I mean? How long have you been into the whole fitness and, you know, the healthy living thing? How long have you been doing it now?
I mean, as like a lifestyle, I've been doing it for the past 4 years, but I've always been, you know, active. I played sports since I could, you know, run, and I played football, ran track. So it's always been a part of me, but it became my thing, I would say about 3 or 4 years ago, when I decided to kind of merge from just music to adapting my fitness as my brand as well.
Nice. Now following up with that, what made you decide to become the Steven Beck? You know what I mean? What made you decide to make it a brand?
It really just came from, you know, constantly trying to promote myself, like, as just, you know, a young R&B singer, et cetera. And there's so many, you know, young fellas that want to do that. And I was doing some music overseas in London when I was 19. And after that didn't fall through, I had to figure out what can I do, you know, to get there. And I decided to, instead of just using one avenue, to incorporate everything that makes me, and open, you know, every door that I can get into. So people always, you know, looked at me as far as, you know, my look and my aesthetic. So I said, why not turn that into what I do? It's just something I do naturally.
Definitely. Now, you know, I know you know, social media plays a big part in everything right now.
Yeah.
You know, and I see you definitely got your follows and your likes up. Now, how did that really come about? Did that come about from the Durst Trap picks?
I mean, I can't lie. I'm good for a thirst trap pick. I'm good for, you know, having just enough clothes on, because you got to get the people what they want. So I would say that would be a major part of the rising of my Instagram, or, you know, social media, you know, celebrity in that sense, if you want to call it that. I don't know if you call it that. But
okay.
That would be how I'm at now, 40,000, I guess. So
definitely. Now, you know, with the whole, you know, with the whole singing and what came first, the healthy lifestyle or the singing and acting? You know what I mean? What was first? What was the first love?
Yeah, music. Singing was the first, you know, first love. I've been singing since I was in the church at 3, you know, raised in the church, sang, mama sang. So that came to me first. And then I was in, you know, the programs, choir and musicals and such, just to, you know, hone that craft. So yeah, music and entertainment came before I realized I had an actual gift for fitness.
Okay. Now, do you have any original work out there and things like that that the people could definitely check for?
That's all coming now. I'm actually running the works for something with my website and men's health, by getting some things out there in the next couple of weeks. We're doing something with a men's health and a human fit project or whatnot. So
okay.
Coming out in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, definitely. That's definitely what's up.
All right, so I got a couple questions for you as well. This is strictly about, like, you know, the modeling. So, like, what projects have you worked on? And I know your body is real nice. And when I was thinking, I wasn't thinking fitness model. I was thinking model. So I was expecting somebody, like, skinny. I wasn't as familiar. And, like, tall. But you're, like, you know, buff, like a real fitness model. So tell us about that. Like, what do you do? Like, what type of modeling do you do, that type of thing?
Yeah, I lean more towards fitness modeling and commercial modeling because, you know, I'm 6 foot, but I'm not, you know, I guess tall and as thin to be, you know, runaway, and I don't aspire to be that, so I never knock it. But, you know, my look, you know, I'm covered in tattoos, you know, I got curly hair, you know, ears prison, so I'm more of a, I don't want to box myself in an urban look, but I'm just more commercial, I'm more, you know, what is now, what's more relevant now, and that look, I think, I'm more with the I don't say trendy, but I'm what you would expect to see from a commercial look, what you could look like, you know what I mean? I think it's not too high.
Okay, I guess what I'm trying to ask is, like, on what? Like, okay, so you got, like, the tattoos, you got the banging body, you look good, but is it, like, for, like, what do you model for? I guess that's what I'm trying to ask.
Right now, with Majestic Entertainment, we're a subsidiary of another group. And right now, it's just I put my calendar out, and I have a few projects with other national publicized photographers and such. So it's more just commercial, but different catalogs, different random, you know, ads that come up, campaigns. So yeah, I'm not with you know, with full Wilhelmina or nothing yet, but I have
no.
Okay.
We got you. All right, so about acting, like, tell us about some of the acting projects that you've done.
Well, actually, something I'm working on now, it's actually a play. It's a play coming out soon. It's called Confessions of a Confessions of a Stripper. Of an it's based off of a guy's life who he used to be a male stripper, and it's showing all the crazy shenanigans kind of he got into. And they're singing in it, acting with a great cast, and it's going to be coming up this spring and summer. So that's the most recent thing I'm doing now that I'm excited about. I'm playing the lead in that, so I'm excited about taking that role. It's my first, I guess, play since, you know, outside high school thing, so it's a big deal to me. And other than that,
that's awesome.
As a kid, I did commercials and whatnot, but as an adult, this is, you know, the headway and the next step.
That's awesome. And I'll be honest, when I was asking that first question, that's kind of what I was thinking. Like, do you strip? Because, you know, the tattoo, the look,
you,
it kind of fit it, but I didn't know how to say it. So I was hoping if I asked, you'd be like, you know, I dance. So I, but, you know, it didn't come out. So, you know.
Now, in my head, you know, I probably think I could, but I've never been a stripper, but I get asked that all the time. You'd be surprised all the messages and emails that I get for that. And honestly, I'm not, you know, nothing against it. I've just never been. I don't think I'm probably a little too shy, but, you know, I probably have to cup of drinks, but it's never been. Never been my thing. You know, I'll give you a good tip.
I know some people that are hiring you. All right. So on Have a Seat, we also like to play a game with all of our guests. It's called This or That. And basically, it's just a game where I'll ask you two questions. Out of the two, you tell us which one you prefer, just to let our listeners and your fans that are already listening kind of get to know you a little bit better.
Okay.
Okay? All right. So the first one is going to be boxers or briefs?
I wear boxer briefs. So is there like a middle for that?
I guess that's what you wear. I guess so. Okay, so. Box of briefs. There we go. All right. Dress shoes or sneakers?
Sneakers. Got to be comfortable.
All right. Hugs or kisses?
Can I have both on that, too? I mean, what's a hug without a kiss? I mean,
I mean, if you had to choose, like if it was the last moment.
If I had to choose, I would want a hug, because I feel like if it's a passionate hug, you can feel a lot in a hug, you know, sometimes it's just a peck or a kiss. So I would say a hug.
Yeah, because like a hug, you can like monkey rug.
You can do all that. I got a lot of body, so I feel like it's my hug.
I feel you. All right. So single or relationship?
I mean, I would prefer to be in a relationship. They're just hard to get into. It's like a VIP club for me. So, you know, I would say a relationship.
All right.
Not always actual.
I think you got you. You kind of answered this, but R&B or hip hop?
R&B.
All right. Tupac or Biggie?
I'm from the West Coast, so I'm a Tupac fan. You know, that's where I was raised. Now, I love Biggie, you know, but I'm a Tupac, man.
All right. On a girl, do you prefer her to be natural or made up?
I like the natural. I like, you know, so I can wake up and, you know what you look like. You know, sweatpants, hair tie, chilling with, you know, all that.
All right, ladies, you heard that. Okay. Nicki Minaj or Lil' Kim?
Man, I love me some Nicki. I ain't gonna lie. You know, Kim was great, but I love Nicki and everything about her. So I'm going Nicki on that.
All right, boobs or buns on a girl? Really?
Buns.
Oh,
definitely.
You're an ass man.
Buns. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Rough
Nicki,
sex.
You know.
That's obvious. Okay. We got rough sex or make love.
You know, contrary to part of belief, I'm a making love kind of man. I prefer to make love because it's better. When you're making love, you're making love. It's a real deal. You feel it more, in my opinion. It feels a lot better than just a rough encounter.
All right. Okay, and last but not least, we wanted to ask this only because you have so many tattoos. On a female, do you prefer tats or no tats?
I think I prefer no tats just because, unless it's, you know, done so artistically well, I'd prefer minimal to no tats because, you know, when, you know, you wear certain things, I just want to look classy and, you know, priceless.
Right.
In a sense. So I'll go, you know, no tats.
No tats. All right. Well, thank you so much. That was This or That with us, Steve and Beck. We appreciate you for playing. Now I have one more quick question that I meant to ask. Do you believe being a model, especially like in the urban industry and whatnot, and because I get this a lot because I rap, right? Do you believe in pay for credit, or do you believe that like what you do, you're supposed to be paid?
Oh, I mean, I believe in getting paid, you know, for what you do. If you have a talent and you have a service that somebody else can use, whether it be your rapping or your looks, you should definitely get, you know, paid for what you're doing.
So no trade for credit.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's, you know, situational. I mean, you know, it's situational. Like for me, I'm not on the upcoming. So some things I'm gonna have to be like, you know, yo, do this for me, I do this. But I'm saying at a certain point in your career, if you get to a certain level, I believe it's definitely what you deserve.
Nice,
absolutely,
definitely. Now, Beck, you know what I mean? Here, Have a Seat Radio. We do this thing where we give out these shares. You know, these golden shares, you know what it is. Like I told you, it's Shaville right here. Now, every week, you know, we pick out somebody that we think was just doing too damn much. Now, that could be somebody you know in real life. It could be a celebrity. It could be somebody on, shit, Loving Hip Hop, whoever, whatever.
Is
there anybody that you would like to give your golden share to that you feel like was just doing too damn much? Now, me, Jazzy Up, I always got somebody to sit in the seat. You know what I mean? Because that's just what I do. But do you got anybody that you think that you need to sit the fuck down because they just trying too hard and doing too damn much?
I mean, actually, I do now that you made me think of it. And this is more
nice.
Side joke for my people listening. I like to put my manager, Eric Majette, and tell him to have a seat because this man just went. Ow. This man just went on a whole across the world and back in, you know, 20 days trip and had me back here, you know, doing all the man work. And then he's going to come back and try to run some stuff. So I'm going to tell him to have a seat and sit down for a second.
Yo, wait, first, shout out to Eric if he's listening because. It's funny that you said that because that's exactly who I was talking to.
Who you were thinking.
That's who I was talking to. And he actually mentioned that he was just traveling all around the world.
Yeah.
Was actually booking.
That sounds amazing.
So that's funny. Hey. Shout out to Eric. You know what I mean? That's what's up. Thanks for making this happen.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, let the people know. First of all, tell the people about your calendar that you got out, because I know you do got a 2015 calendar out. Let them know where they could buy it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything that the Steven Beck got going on.
Yeah, you could definitely cop my calendar. My 2015 joint, it was shot by Carlos Jones. On my website, thestevenbeck.com. My Instagram, thestevenbeck. Facebook, The Real Steven Beck. And Twitter, The Steven Beck. I try to keep it all the same for y'all because there's so many fakes out there with my face
that's
right. Around.
That's funny that you said that because I could not figure out your Facebook for shit. I tried to, you know, tag the Facebook and I was just like, okay, it's like four or five of these going on right now.
Let me tell you, they steal my name, they steal my face, they steal my daughter's pictures, they steal everything. So I have to make it really clear as to what the real me.
I've seen like current posts on those pages that you was actually posting. I'm like okay,
they
I'm
steal
not
that
sure.
Too. you know they must follow me on Instagram and just, you know, whenever I post up, they take it and post it, and I don't get the whole mentality of pretending to be somebody else because it's like, you know, you can never meet somebody in real person no way. But they do it to me all the time, so I just want all my listeners and whoever to know that my Instagram is Steven Beck. And my Facebook is The Real Steven Beck, and Twitter is The Steven Beck. And that's where you can get my calendar on all those platforms and all my other products coming up and coming out.
Gotcha.
Okay. The Steven Beck. Okay. We have somebody that I'm so sorry. I wasn't, you know, somebody that's been waiting to talk to you for a while. Do you have enough time to do just one caller real quick?
Yeah, I do.
Might be a little poop. All right, you're on live 678-637. You wanted to get the Steven Beck? What's good?
Yeah, that was real shady for the half a seat. I just like to say this is his manager. That I was told to have a seat. That was too funny. That was too funny.
Yeah, man.
I knew that.
We can't control when they give their seats out to Eric.
I was just saying to myself, I was like, I wonder who he's going to tell to have a seat. And then, I'm like, oh, shit, he just said me.
Womp womp.
Here's that golden chair for you.
Right.
But I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys for inviting Steven on. You guys are awesome.
No doubt. So you already
we appreciate having you.
Hit us up anytime y'all got some promo going on. You know what I mean? Send those records over when they out. We got y'all.
Definitely. Well, if anybody's looking for Steven's kind of shy about promoting himself, so I'll do it. Steven will be out in the UK coming up in a couple of weeks. And also, he's going to be in Vegas hosting this huge event with Fantasia, Faith, Tweet. You name it. Everybody's going to be out there, and he's actually hosting the whole
Erica
thing.
Mena.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Erica Mena, right.
Definitely.
Oh, Erica.
Yeah, she don't like us right now.
Awesome.
Nah.
Don't tell them that.
she got
the seat. Yeah, we gave her a seat and she wasn't too happy.
Oh, okay.
Right. But we appreciate you so much for coming on today. It was excellent talking to you and getting to know you both.
Yeah. No doubt. Make sure, go copy your calendar. Copy your calendar.
We'll get it.
Definitely. For sure. So, y'all already know what it is. So we definitely appreciate y'all, and make sure y'all, take your friends and tune in every week, Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here at Have a Seat Radio.
All right. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Have a good one.
Thank you.
You too.
All right,
good night, both of y'all.
Good night.
Boom, 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 boom.
That was pretty fun. Didn't expect
that from
Steven.
That was funny. I knew that was going to be his manager too. I saw the area code and I was like, wait a minute, it's either
the
manager. I knew it.
Once you said
678,
I was like, yeah.
I was like,
he's about to
get in
and sing it down.
But he was mad cool. I'm excited. I'm going to cop his calendar too. I'll get y'all one for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, right.
That's why I kind of changed my right quick. I was like, what?
She ain't giving us no calendar for Valentine's. Send me some candy.
How about you give
really,
us
y'all
one
supposed
from...
to be getting me one for Valentine's Day.
I'm going to send you something, Tori.
Oh,
okay.
I got you, Tori.
I'll be waiting for it.
I ain't going to tell you what it is, though.
Brian, I don't want your gift. I do not want your gift.
What you mean?
Like
you don't want my seat?
And sending gags. No, I don't want none of that. I figured it'd be a chair.
Right, Brian has sent some shit to us. Some happy Valentine's Day. You are home.
I would do that. I would do that. Happy Valentine's
Day
to all you
guys.
Right. You have an excuse to be even more bigger time.
We definitely encountered a couple of those text messages that I've opened and thought it was like Merry Christmas something. And it was like, Merry Christmas, I ain't get you shit.
Right. Yeah. Like, okay, I done got up. I'm done. Either way, all right, so it's about that time for us to give out our chair.
Yes, indeed.
For this week, I think I'll go last because I don't know who I'm giving my seat to.
I know exactly who I'm giving my seat to. I'm winning this week again. I don't give a damn.
You always win. Let's see.
No, Tori really always wins.
I was about to say, he ain't never won. He won by default one time.
for Funk Flex?
Okay, yeah. All right, go ahead. Whoever's first.
Go ahead, Brian.
I'm going to give my seat out to the Super Bowl and Katy Perry because that performance was I didn't really like it.
But once she brought out Missy Elliott, it was over. She held it down.
Okay, okay.
Shout out Missy nice. Elliott.
Definitely shout out to Missy Elliott. Like, she coming back. Like, she came. Like, she hit that Super Bowl. Like, she, like everybody was hyped. Like, the new kids is, like, thinking she's a new artist. Like, oh, who's Missy?
You saw
nah,
that,
right?
All
right,
well, speaking of that, that's why I was giving my chair, too. So let me go ahead and jump in there. I'm giving my bench, because I'm going to need one, or stadium, a seat, out to all of the kids who was born in 1990 or 2000 who were saying, who is this Missy Elliott person? Katy Perry is about to make her blow up. I'm about to Google this Missy Elliott person and see what she's all about. She's pretty cool. Like, all y'all need to sit down, get on Google, and research Missy because she's amazing. She's iconic. Y'all didn't watch the Aaliyah movie. Y'all didn't see how we went
right.
in on how they did Missy and all of that. Like, y'all should know who Missy Elliott is. Like,
right, and
I
she's worth, like, a couple of hundred of million dollars.
And her sales. After this
you think Katy Perry is about to blow Missy up? Like, okay. I mean,
yeah,
shout out Missy
up.
Elliott. We love you.
What you think Katy Perry brought out there for?
Exactly.
That was the savior of the show.
Have
basically.
A seat. Right.
And now
the
sales of Missy Elliott.
Hip-hop history.
Okay, so, but Tori, you know you kind of lost because you know we can't give out a bench. So you know you automatically
yes,
lost by default.
I did. I gave out a bench.
I mean, you
can
give out a default, but I mean,
by
when
did you become the judge of by which what kind of seat I can give out?
Here you go with always with this. When did somebody become the judge? I'm just.
I
want
to give a throne to Big Ann. So Big Ann deserves the queen throne of the mob one.
I mean, you can give out the bench, but I'm just saying, like we got to decide on who actually gets the golden chair to sit the fuck down award. And it's my turn now.
Okay. All right, so I lost. All right, I'll eat that.
I think you probably lost right now, but we'll see when I finish.
It's cool.
So,
don't worry.
I would like to give my chair to none other than Kenya Moore.
Why?
After watching Celebrity Princess and after Vivica Fox told her she could care less for her apology, bounce trick.
Oh. Kenya Moore, who though?
Yeah, because she actually stole, well, this is allegedly, she stole Vivica Fox's phone and tweeted an embarrassing message for her. Something about, yeah, I'm acting a damn fool because of this menopause. Being 50 ain't hot. If that don't sound like Kenya Moore to me, I don't know who the hell that is. That sound like some Kenya Moore shade to me. So I would like to give my seat to Kenya Moore, and she needs to have the seat damn near every week on Real Housewives of Atlanta. And if you want to, you should definitely come on this show because this is Shadeville. This is the perfect spot for you to come on and throw hella shade because you do it so well, Kenya. But today, I got to give you that seat, and hopefully you'll get that golden chair for stealing Vivica Fox's phone and tweeting that she was acting a damn fool because this menopause and 50 ain't hot. So that's who I'm giving my seat to. Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Dang.
Miss USA.
The fact that she stole somebody's phone is just hilarious.
What is it, Miss America or Miss USA? Not too sure. Who cares? But whatever. Miss USA or Miss America 1993. Or as Portia would say, a hoe from the 90s, Kenya Moore.
Ow.
That's not funny.
Ouch. <Ow.
laughs>
You
funny.
Are a hoe from the 90s. Anyway. So that's who I like to give my seat to. So now. Who won the Have a Seat competition this week?
Mariah Carey for lip singing fail. I'm sorry,
wait,
I had a pop.
Y'all
out.
Have
wait,
to check Instagram wait. And Twitter and find out.
Wait, we should give Mariah Carey that seat for that though. I almost forgot about that shit. But okay, So,
wait, so we
gentlemen.
All gave out chairs, but somehow Mariah Carey is sitting down in the golden seat? Like, what?
I don't know, everybody.
Almost, for real. Okay, so who are we giving the golden chair to? Brian, who do you think should get the golden chair?
Mariah Carey.
Who do you think should get the golden chair, Tori?
Out of who? What did Mariah do?
Mariah's not in the running. Is Mariah, wait, talk about, is Mariah in the running now?
I just added her because, you know what? Who the fuck Lim sings like that? I saw the video. What is this? It's
did you see it, Tori? Did you see it, Tori?
You said what?
Did you see
it? No, I don't know what y'all talking about. No.
Well, Mariah Carey was doing a show, and she was, like, lip syncing, and she, like, forgot the words to her own song. Didn't she walk off the stage or some shit like that, too?
Something like that. I don't know. This bitch is a diva.
Mariah Carey gets a seat. Mariah Carey gets a seat. Say no more.
Mariah so Mariah Carey?
All right,
fine.
Mariah Carey.
All right, Mariah Carey, you get to sit the fuck down award this week. It's not like she is ever going to fucking come on the show anyway. I mean, shit. She don't even give Nick Cannon an allowance no more. Fuck.
Anything is possible.
Well, I mean, if we, you know, doing a show dedicated to, like, the wildlife of butterflies, she'll probably come, but whatever. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, y'all have now witnessed.
Hold on,
another...
hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second before we go.
What?
Somebody wants to say something.
Who?
Uh-oh.
Let's just see. I just want to make sure because I just. Okay, wait. Two people want to say something. Oh, what's
all
going
right.
on?
All right.
All right. Let me.
It,
I'm gonna. Okay, hold on. Okay,
it
6, 7, 8.
It better not be Lacey.
I don't know. I don't. I okay. 6, 7, 8. 6, 3, 7. What's good? You're on. We'll have a seat.
You're live. We have a seat.
Let's
bang it on him.
6, 7, 8, 8, 4, 7. You're going to dead him. You're live.
Yeah.
We have a seat. What's good?
Okay, so I'm calling because the Stephen Beck is supposed to be on your show today. Is he?
You missed him.
He was just on.
No! What?
Oh. Yes.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm already on the show now, so shout out to everybody who's on the show, and you guys should have me on the show sometime soon, so I'll be in touch.
Okay, so email us at haveaseatradio@gmail.com.
Oh, she's
what's your name,
that.
Boo?
At Just One Jade Bugatti.
Oh, okay.
I'm a model, not an Insta model, a model model. Like,
okay,
you know,
well,
the
okay.
resume and like, and checks and stuff. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. And I do EDM music
got
as
it.
Well, so.
Nice.
She likes to
so,
have seats,
yes.
So I can't wait to have a seat.
Okay, so definitely. So definitely email us at haveaseatradio@gmail.com. And if you was calling for the Stephen Beck, make sure, go to his Instagram page, right? And you'll see the flyer for us tonight, right? And go comment under that picture and let him know that you was checking for him tonight.
Don't trip, I am. And y'all have a good time while y'all having a seat.
Yes.
You too.
You definitely appreciate
bye.
You calling
good night,
in.
Mama.
All right.
Nice. For sure. Okay, so.
She sounds like she's really pretty. I want to look her up.
She does. She's absolutely cool. But what's up with all these Bugattis that's always calling up to the show? Like, we always get a Bugatti somebody.
Yeah,
and
they're always late.
Yeah, that's true, too.
It's like,
late.
Come on.
All right, so.
But all right, we want to say thank you so much
yes.
to Big Ann for stopping through, the Stephen Beck for stopping through with that body that was banging. And next week, we got another stupid dope show lined up for y'all. Make sure you check us out at Have a Seat Radio on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Hit us
for
up.
For sure.
Send us your music. You know,
yes,
let us know what's
you
happening.
Know, if you want to come on. Email us at haveaseatradio@gmail.com. Leave a message
yes.
on the Facebook page. Leave a message on the Instagram and Twitter. Follow us. Follow your boy. It's Jazzyf at ITSJAZZYF. You know what I mean?
Follow your girl, Tori Blue, at TORIBLEU.
And your boy, VH1Info, at VH1INFO.
Definitely. And I believe next week, I believe we got Miss Berry coming on, and I believe. Very
hey.
Cool. It's a very thing going down next week. It's definitely
a very
late night.
Beautiful show next week.
Yeah.
It's a
very hot
hormones.
Show. Very hot show. Very. So we definitely
all
appreciate
right.
y'all. And just relax and don't do too much or
and
might end up in
that
golden motherfucking chair. Exactly.
Sit your ass down. Yeah.
We out.
All right. Until next week, we out, CB.
Yes.